Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Bird Show.
We were talking, just a minute ago about going back to, what's that, probably elementary school and even a little middle school. And I was watching on TV, one of those like 80s, Fast Times at Ridgemont High movies or whatever.
Classics.
Tracy, you can go stand near Bert.
Ooh.
Bring it.
Uh-oh, we have places.
So I thought...
Exit, stage left even.
I thought of a contest, kind of like a bet, that we could do. And I'll need Crash and Melissa to share a microphone. And then, Jen, if you could come over here.
Okay.
Because this is a team.
Right. Oh, no, this is...
we have to share a microphone, or can we just go close to Melissa?
This is just Party Pocket Bit.
Hey, Chip, I hope that this has nothing to do with naming as many people as you can think of from high school, because I graduated with 19.
We're good.
All right.
Crash, put hands on the table, honey.
Hands on the table. Oh. For the guys, women, you can do whatever you want with
this
your hands.
This isn't a Touch Me Where I Pee game.
Now, here's...
No, you didn't. Oh, you are that uncle.
What is the matter with you?
You are the uncle that kids are scared to go see.
What is the matter with you?
Melissa, do you want Phil Tarana instead?
I was about to say. No, I can handle Crash.
I'm sorry.
So I'm watching this 80s movie, and I know the guys, this is going to be relatable to all of us, to Jen and Melissa and Tracy. Just so the listeners know, Bert is partnered with our producer, Tracy. Crash and Melissa are on one team, and then Jen and I are on another team.
Okay.
Is this going to be a competition? Because if so, I feel sad for you, because Jen is as competitive as it gets, and Carter over here also.
It's a competition. Chase. And I think it's more, it's more for bragging rights. Like, the guys are going to be the ones to leave with the bragging rights. But the girls are on our team.
I'm afraid of them.
Well, let me explain. Like, you guys always knew the amount of pressure that would come when you were out on a date and you were kind of fooling around, and it came time to unhook the bra.
Oh, boy.
Right?
Okay.
Like, is there any more pressure for a guy than unhooking a bra?
I just now got all sorts of anxiety.
I am so glad the Crash is on my team.
Yeah. Hey, just Jeff, her bra's already off.
Crash has her bra in his pocket.
I hear the Clint Eastwood music already.
No, it's because Melissa burned hers years ago.
Shouldn't there be like a horse race almost where you and I should be handicapped? Because that is obviously favorite.
I envision Crash doing something like this. Yeah. And it's off.
Yeah.
Bam. Right through the shirt.
We're
right.
Office mates, and Crash has been trying to get my bra off for years. He's going to be speedy on this.
Am I safe to assume that all women here have a bra that clasped in the back this morning?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Uh
oh. You don't have a bra on at all?
In the front.
Well, guess what? The new intern's getting broken in. Oh, hers is in the front,
hers
too.
Hers in front, too.
Well, looks like it's between
let's
you
get
and
Leslie
Crash.
Fram.
I'm not going.
We need somebody in the building with a back-clasping bra.
What about Mandy?
How about Mandy?
Intern Mandy might have one.
Mandy? She's got one.
She's got one. Here she comes.
Good. Oh, this would be fun.
Mandy, you're on Bird's team. Sorry,
Tracy.
Wow,
that's a hell of a switch between Tracy and Ethan.
Stunned that Jeff has come up with it. This is a race to unhook our bras.
Yeah, you're stunned by this?
Yeah, so I think what we'll do is we'll do a countdown, and then we will all attempt to unhook the
Now, do we have to do
two hands? One hand?
One hand or both? Yeah.
Two hands?
What do you guys
want to
do?
I think it should be a one-handed contest.
One-handed thing, because when you were making out back in the day,
yeah, the other hand all over here.
Okay, now do we have to be facing you guys or back
to you? Yeah, how are we doing this?
No, I think we...
I think, right?
So then
I mean, it should be as authentic as possible.
Yeah, Jeff, it's your game. How did you envision this?
I feel like I'm in seventh grade. I'm getting sweaty palms.
And I'm sitting here going, how do I tell him I'm gay? How do I tell him I'm gay?
There is absolutely no reason that I'm not going to be here till Jeff Miles comes on. I'm taking my time. I finally get to go up Melissa's shirt. I'm not getting out fast.
So are we all in agreement that Crash probably will win this?
Oh, yeah, he'd be that hands-on favorite.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
No, because
I haven't had to do this in a long time.
Well, you don't understand.
you probably did this just 2 weeks ago.
My Neanderthalic brain knows not foreplay. Gunga wants sex? No, bra.
We both have children. You understand this is just all about business, right? And I know the sexual tension that's been going on between you and I. At this point, let's try to put that aside. Okay?
So this is... now here are people.
Oh, wait. Where's Phil?
Oh, Phil
needs to be in on this.
He doesn't have anybody's...
he doesn't wear a bra, Jen. Those stand up like that on their own.
Yeah.
Oh, that's me. And Jeff should be talking. What?
All right, so are we all... If we're going to put money in, are we betting on Crash?
Oh, I would bet on Crash
I wouldn't.
Sure.
I'm telling you.
This is so bizarre.
Do we face
this
you
like
or
a surreal moment on the Bird Show?
This is weird. This is worse than the football kissing game.
You make the rules.
This
I don't care.
This is weird.
I think we get in position. So like Jen would stand right in front of me.
See, okay. I don't think this is a real fair competition, and I hope I'm not being insensitive.
I mean, if you
here.
Wanted to do it really fair, we technically should be in the backseat of my 1986 Mercury Marquis.
Help!
Fecal finder. I'm just saying that there are some bras with women with smaller breasts have less clasps than women with larger breasts, correct?
Oh, that's yeah. right. You could be here all day with hers.
And Mandy here.
I have huge boobs.
Yeah, she's got huge boobs. So I've got more obstacles to go around than y'all do.
Oh, it's
yeah.
a luck of the draw.
I mean, Jeff, okay. you really have very few obstacles.
All Jeff has to do is sneeze, and Jen's going to come off.
How do you get off a training bra?
That's insensitive.
It's like a sports bra. You have to take it over my head.
You got to get over the romper room tag first.
My little bra.
It's not even an A. It's almost an A is the size.
Come on.
No, it's not really.
It's like teaspoons with material on them.
But I'm sure she... Yeah, whatever. Go ahead.
All right.
Hey, Melissa, when's the last time a man removed your bra?
Yeah, I can't remember.
So
if ever.
Here's what we'll do is we'll do a countdown, and then it'll be on your mark, get set, go, and then it'll be 1, 2, 3, go. We all go on go.
Okay.
And then...
we raise our hand.
Wait, Phil has to officiate. Phil, no, you got to be the referee.
No, I'm not lifting my shirt to show anybody anything. I think that
we raise our hand
when we feel that the bra has been unclasped.
How about when the bra is off, we pull it out from the shirt and swing it around?
I can't believe we're doing this.
I can't either.
I can't
this
believe you guys
weird.
Didn't even fight it. You instantly got up, came right over to us. Jeff said what the rules were, and you guys were like, all right, let's go.
Based on the vibe of the room and our past conversations, if we said anything against this, you're a bit kidding. You women, you get fat.
Here's the deal, we do it.
Oh
God.
We do an anti-woman bit, and then it's one man gets to have sex with Melissa. And she'll do it just to not be a bit killer.
Right.
All right, we ready?
You ready to do this? You can't have your hands like that. I can't get
I got
to
go up your shirt there, hot stuff.
Right.
So, I'm going to do one.
Jessica, this is his idea.
You were the only man
Ryan's asleep, right?
Yeah. Who has touched my bra besides my husband.
Well, you're the only woman in 10 years that I
So I'm going to do 1, 2, 3, go, and then we all, so it'll be
God.
1, 2, 3.
This is really awkward.
Yeah. Melissa's already got her hand on my shoulder.
I know. Look at her. She's like, take me, big boy.
I'm competitive. We're going to win this thing.
Now, we're using two hands, as many as we want, right?
No, one hand.
Oh, it's one hand? Okay.
Yeah. One hand.
Does it matter that I have a boo-boo on my finger?
I'm going right.
You're going
like that.
Okay.
All right, you ready? I'm going on this one. You ready?
I'm really nervous about this. Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
Is anybody else feeling the 7th grade tension?
Or yes!
ninth, tenth grade tension?
Totally.
Where you're like...
Okay. Ready?
You sure we're all ready?
Yeah.
I'm taking my time.
Hey, Mandy, was this in the intern description?
If it wasn't, write it in.
Okay, go.
All right. You ready?
You ready? Yeah. 1, 2, 3, go.
I don't want to, like...
Oh, God.
I can't...
Oh, Jeff's done.
Jeff's done. I couldn't get you.
Damn it.
Oh, I can't tell you how awkward that was. I couldn't get anywhere near it. I wasn't even close.
Oh, I got one. I got one.
You got one.
I got one.
I didn't even get one.
I got one. Damn.
Wait, hold on. Oh, I can't high-five Jen because she's getting dressed.
Jeff, let me just ask a question.
He was actually really good at it, you guys.
Yeah, I didn't even get one unclasped.
What sparked, I'm just curious, how you came up with this contest.
I was watching some stupid, movie that was running like in one of those marathon things on cable. And one of the scenes in the movie was a guy just trying to unhook the girl's bra. And it was just very funny because he kept doing it and kept doing it. And I'm like, oh my God, I remember I used to be pretty good at that.
No, I'll tell you what this is all about. This is Jeff getting like the sexual harassment handbook 2 weeks ago and trying to figure out how to get around
how
it.
To get right.
How can I still touch boob and say it's a bit?
Well, you know what they say, the old urban legend, myth or whatever, is when you have a bra that's just your basic two clasper, you take your thumb and your finger and you put them in between and you snap your fingers and that moves them both at the same time. That's exactly the technique I did to Melissa, but the tag got in the way. But basically, that's what you do.
I never could get it right. I was always stumbling and bumbling, and finally I had to use both hands.
Yeah, you just kind of give it the old side to side.
Then there's that awkward moment where you realize you can't get it done, and she realizes you can't get it done.
So
and
she
starts to take it off for you.
That totally reminds me of one movie that came to mind, like The Animal House, when he was like, remember when he was just pulling and tugging and
all the toilet paper?
He tried to cut it with the scissors.
And I'll tell you what, is there anything worse? And I shouldn't have asked the question, but is there anything worse than you going for the back and having it be a front, and you're searching, you're rubbing the back, you're looking for the clasp, and then the girl,
nowhere.
It's in the front.
Right. And of course she has to wait to tell you because she always loves for the guy to have to do a little searching and sweat a little bit.
Good morning, all the hits, Q100.
Hey, Bert, how's it going? This is Jeremiah.
Hey, Jeremiah.
I wanted to give you a lesson on how to unhook a bra from the back.
Okay.
Pick somebody, I guess, and get in front of them.
I'm going to coach you step by step.
Here we go again.
Go ahead.
Enter Mandy.
Oh my God.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, take your left hand and put it around her back and stick your index finger between the bra strap and her back, right underneath right behind where it clips.
Got it. I'm there.
Now take your middle finger and your thumb and squeeze around your index finger to kind of make a little bow in the bra where the clasp is.
Yep, not working.
And then you take your finger out and it you know, it's like a little bit of slack and it just pops it right open.
Yeah, it's not happening.
I see what you're saying.
Let's see what you got.
Do you have the one or two clasp, or do you have like the four shotter?
It's just two.
Just two?
Yeah.
What was yours, Carter? One or two?
Two.
Mine was two, but Jeff did snap, snap.
Very nicely done.
Very well done. Very good, Jeff.
Okay, everybody, let's rotate.
The Bert Show.